Good to be saved this morning. Amen. Brother Rich made heaven really, really real in a greater way today if he was in our adult class. And then this choir got up and sung about heaven. I thought, well, maybe I should preach about heaven. But it's good. Good to be here today. And I appreciate all the kind words, Brother Moore, and feel so undeserving. And I appreciate the friendship that God has given us with lots of wonderful people in the last few years. And the Bible said if you show yourself friendly, and you can have friends. And we're so thankful for your friendship. And Brother Moore asking us to preach. I felt like I didn't do too good at Bristow. But amen. Ain't you glad that you don't have to go by feeling? Huh? Amen. Just get up and do what the... Say with the Lord, and amen. God lets us know we're human, and maybe we need to feel like that sometimes. It keeps us humble, amen, because I believe that's the way up, is to be humble. And appreciate you, Brother Rich. Appreciate you and your wife. We've been praying for all of you, your church, all the church here. You're in our prayers all the time. We remember you and pray for you, Sister Moore. And Brother Moore and all the family. Appreciate those that contributed to our bike-a-thon. We had a bike-a-thon and raised some money. This Brother Cotter thought I lost a bunch of weight from riding the bike, but I told him I gained it all back. And we appreciate those that contribute to that. And we are in the process of getting ready to build a new church. But, you know, I found out as a leader, you can't be... embarrassed or intimidated on delay, because sometimes you just have to just delay. We've had a few setbacks, and I'll probably be telling you about one of them in the message this morning. Amen. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 12. And I see we have some, since I've been here last year, some new married couples. Amen. It's good to see folks getting married. Amen. You know, the divorce rate is down. Did y'all know that in America? How many knew that? It is. Amen. It's only because folks ain't getting married. That's the only reason. Amen. Good to see these young folks and heart to serve the Lord. And I appreciate having my church here with us today, and my wife of 26 years, and remarried her last year, married my first wife again, and celebrated 25 years, and appreciate her and all the church family and everything. Let's just get into the Word of God, and I see it's we're running out of time. Praise God. 1 Kings chapter 12. Verse 25, starting with verse 25. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim and dwelt there, and went out from thence and built Peniel. Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now shall the kingdom return to the house of David, and if this people go up to sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again to their Lord, even into Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah." Whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." And he set the one in Bethel and the other in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. If you'll just flip over to 2 Chronicles right quick, and we'll catch a couple of scriptures there. Then I want to read one in the New Testament. 2 Chronicles chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 13. It's the same story, just different writer, in a different way. The priests and the Levites that were in all of Israel resorted to him, talking about Rehoboam, out of all their coast. For the Levites left their suburbs and their possessions and came to Judah and Jerusalem. For Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off for executing the priest's office unto the Lord. And he ordained him priest for the high places and for the devils and for the calves which he had made. And after them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their heart to seek the Lord of God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto the Lord God of their fathers. Let's just catch a scripture in Romans chapter 12, if we would. Romans chapter 12, and I know we can all quote that scripture, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Would you stretch your hand this way and pray with me and follow me? Father, we love you. We thank you for this great church, great pastor, and his family. God, I ask you to help me to preach the word of God today. Oh, God, I just give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. Help me, God, give a clear presentation of the gospel. Edify the church. God, save one that may be lost. Move around our altars. We'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. It's a story here that if you know the Bible, especially preachers, know that what happened here when Solomon's son Rehoboam had took the counsel of the young people, the young men. Amen. And how many appreciates our elders this morning? Amen. It's a joy to fellowship with the elder Moore. It's always a pleasure to hear Brother Rich preach. I feel like I'm getting something. Amen. That can help me. Amen. Rehoboam took the counsel of the young men. And you know the story, how it turned on him. And the kingdom was divided, the northern kingdom with 10 tribes, the southern kingdom with 2 tribes, Judah, and maybe about a half of Benjamin, maybe, or so. And how that Rehoboam had said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return into the house of David. He feared because of the worship. The center, Judah was the central worship, the epicenter of the worship of Israel. Amen. And how that Jeroboam had instituted and orchestrated these calves to be their worship. Amen. But we do find out that the Bible says that God told one that this thing is of me. What's happening? Amen. It's hard for us sometimes to understand separation. Amen. It's hard for us sometimes to understand how that God does and believes in separation. Amen. And God knew for the northern kingdom,
Amen. Not one king followed the Lord throughout the history of the northern tribe, the kingdom. Not one, and only several of the southern kingdom. Amen. Prophets or preachers, amen, or leaders that followed the Lord, kings, if you please. Amen. But the thing that got a hold of my heart here so much, church, is that Jeroboam, amen, took away the sacrifice. He took away, amen, what really made Israel what it was. When we think about sacrifice, we find it all the way from the garden, all the way to the book of Revelation. Amen. Oh, hallelujah to God. Even when there was no blood, that could be when Israel had sinned and Moses came off the mountain and he seen the golden calves there. The Bible says that he ground up the calves. Amen. One place in Deuteronomy says that he called it dust. I did a little research on that, Brother Rich. And when dust is put, and when it's ground down, when gold is ground down to dust and it's put into water, it turns red. Amen. It was the best. It was all. There was no sacrificial system that had been instituted. And all those, I have to believe, that never drank of that water, amen, died. For he sent those through there and killed 3,000 of them that refused to take part, amen, in that water that was symbolic to blood, that could be only the sacrifice that could take care of the sin. I can tell you this morning, church, amen, when you take away the sacrifice, amen, when you take away sacrifice out of the church, when you take sacrifice away from the believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you take away true worship. Amen, for there is no true worship outside of sacrifice. Amen. Oh, help me, Lord, preach this morning. Amen. You cannot. Sacrifice means the act of giving up. It means destroying or foregoing something valued for the sake of something having a more precious claim. Amen. Jeroboam took away the sacrifice. He said, for it is too much. Amen. I'd like to preach to you this morning on too much to go up. Amen. Though they were in the northern kingdom, amen, and Judah was in the southern kingdom, Brother Moore. Amen. It was Mount Moriah. It was that elevated place. Amen. It was where God had ordained for his service to be, to worship and glorify God. It's where the glory of God would come down. It represented the epicenter. It was the focus point of God. Amen. And Jeroboam said, it's too much, amen, for you to go up to Mount Moriah. It's too much. Amen. So he made it easy and he made it simple. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, the reason some people don't like the King James Version, they're trying to make it easy. Amen. They're trying to make it simple. The reason people don't want to live holy, amen, because they want it easy. They don't want a sacrifice. They don't want a law, amen, that prohibits the flesh, amen, of the world and the devil from having his way in our lives. Oh, help me feel this, the Lord, this morning. Help me feel this, God. Amen. It's too much, he said. The Bible said this thing became a sin. It became a sin unto the children of Israel when they took away the sacrifice. Amen. We are celebrating Independence Day. A lot of blood. A lot of sacrifice. Amen. So we rode down the roads of America yesterday, coming up here. Amen. Where we can enjoy the freedom. And amen. Come on, church. We can worship the Lord. Amen. Oh, great God. Somebody, amen, paid a sacrifice that we can live this great nation. Oh, glory to God. And Jeroboam knew if he could change, if he could take away the sacrifice. Amen. Somebody said, well, how big of an effect did it have? Amen. I can tell you how big an effect it had. Amen. I read through all just the Bible. Amen. And I calculated all the years, Brother Steve Moore. Amen. It was 391 years. 391 years that that it affected. The Bible said you go on from, and the Bible said that king says that they forsake not the sins of Jeroboam. And the next king says that he did right, and amen, in the eyes of the Lord. And the next king did evil, and he forsake not the sins of Jeroboam. And on and on and on and on it goes for almost 4 centuries. Amen. I can tell you, friend, it was meant for us to sacrifice. It was meant for the church to give up something. It was meant for us to be givers and not takers. Glory to God Almighty. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Help me to be a giver. Help me to be one that can sacrifice. Amen. Oh, hallelujah to God. You can't take away the sacrifice. You know, we live in a world. Amen. You know, I don't have too many lazy people in my church. Amen. I usually preach them in or preach them out. When I get through calling them lazy bums, and I'm not talking about being mean, but I mean, listen, almost mean. Amen. Come on. Hey, when I think about my grandpa that said he used to pour out water out of his shoe. Hey, man, come on here now. Worked. I mean, they didn't know what air conditioning was. My mom said we could see the chickens running under the floor. Some of y'all may be old enough to remember that. Amen. Could see the air. I got a few hands. Hallelujah. Could see the air. Amen. They could see the sky. Amen. Through the walls. Amen. When I think about my dad and my mom that raised 8 kids. My dad can't read or write. But I can tell you, friend, we had food on the table. I remember my dad getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Amen. And coming back at dark at night. He's not saved today, but I still love him for the sacrifice that he made. Amen. For this boy. Yes. Glory to God. Oh, great God. Sacrifice. Now, I'm probably preaching the wrong message here. Amen. Because y'all, I know y'all work. I know you're probably no lazy people here. It's probably, I mean, y'all been out working, getting camp ready, doing all the things. Amen. But maybe it's not sometimes so much the natural side of the sacrifice. Amen. But it's what God did for us. The peace of God that God, amen, gave us this morning. Amen. The peace of God that God gave us that we can have this eternal life. Amen. If it's not worth praising God for, if it's not worth living for God for, hey, I still remember the day when He rolled my sins away. I still remember the day when He lifted, amen, sin off of my life. Maybe you never was a sinner, huh? Hallelujah to God. Maybe you never was a sinner. I think you were. Oh, great God. Do you remember the day when the Lord saved you? When He washed your sins away and He wrote your name? Amen. In the city of God and the book of life. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, it's worth giving up something. I said it's worth giving up something. I believe I'll give Him my time. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. You know, I really believe that this world overrates things. Those shingles you put on your house, they overrate it, Brother Moore. I hate to tell you that. That's a good shingle. It's probably the best you can buy. Hey, man, we put a lot of those on, but they're overrated. They're not really a 30-year shingle. Now, don't go get the guy to put them on and tell him I was trying to pick any fights or anything. Hey, man, but I've been in the roofing business for 26 years. Hey, man, and shingles, roofing's overrated. It don't last that long. They're not that good. Hey, man, but the world has a way of making us feel like things are good. Come on. Hey, man, sell you an 80,000 mile tire and you do good to get 50,000. Come on. And things are overrated. They put their stamp on it. They put their trademark on it. Hallelujah to God. But I'm here to tell you this morning that I think I was overrated. I don't think He should have paid that much for me. Amen. Come on. Amen. He that was rich became poor. Amen. That I could be rich in faith and hope and love. Great God, He paid too much for us. He died for me when it was only a possibility that I might even serve Him. I don't buy things like that, church. I buy things so it's mine. When I pay for it, you give it to me. It's mine. Mine. Amen. I don't go around paying for something, amen, that I might or might not get. Amen. Come on. I don't pay for something that maybe we'll send it, maybe we don't. Amen. Won't. Amen. No, sir. But He did when all He had to hope for was a possibility. Amen. Come on. He took a chance on me. I say we're overrated. Amen. It's not too much for me to praise the Lord and to worship God and to give Him everything I got. Hey. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. What good, what in this world is there that could have bought my peace with God? Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing in this world that can buy our peace this morning. Amen. That there be nothing between our soul and our Savior. Amen. Listen, when I came to the altar, ladies and gentlemen, amen. When I came to the altar almost 30 years ago, I was a dirty man. And there's no edification in me talking about my past. But I can tell you this one thing. I knew how dirty I was. I knew how vile I was, Brother Moore. I knew how sick in sin I was. And I brought Him an unholy life in repentance and broken in conviction. Amen. And He touched me, an unholy man, with holy blood. And He sanctified me as holy as I could ever be. He'll be going to heaven. Like one guy said, he came down to the altar. He was 27 years old. He was an alcoholic, an adulterer. Amen. Everything else. Another guy came. Amen. He was 7 years old. He knelt on one side. I knelt on the other. He said when we both got up, he never knew sin. And he said all I knew was sin. Amen. But when we both got up, we was as free and as saved as could be. Amen. Come on, friend. That's the grace of God. Oh, glory to God. What a Savior. Oh, what a Savior.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. I got to hurry here. Amen. Hey. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, I know it's not easy, but it's possible. There's nothing in this world that's easy. I don't care if you're a sinner. It's hard being a sinner. I watched a guy the other day come out of the store staggering. Amen. His old belly was sticking out.
I try.
Hallelujah. I mean, old raggedy clothes on. He's trying to put a case of beer in the ice chest. Amen. All he had to do is let the tailgate down, slide the ice chest back, put it in there. But he wants to do it from the side. You imagine the sight of that. It's kind of graphic. Amen. He's half drunk trying to put this on the side of the truck. Amen. Looked like he staggered around, shut the door, shut it on it, almost on his foot. Amen. Got in the truck. Amen. They want to tell me living for God is hard. Amen. The way of the transgressor is hard. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I'm happy as a bird and just as free. Amen. Because God is in the business of setting us free. It's difficult. People come and get saved at the church. I don't know, maybe I don't have a turn over here, but we pioneered our church, so we have a, you know, there's that cycle of turning over people. And people get saved. Their life was all wrecked with sin. I mean, you know, just problems. And they come in and want to say, well, preacher, it's just so hard. And I said, I'll tell you something, you ain't doing something right. Somebody said, that's mean. What you going to tell them? Amen. Amen. If there's a problem, it's not with God. Amen. You give Him everything and He gives you everything. Amen. The majority of the problem is, amen, people don't consecrate their lives completely to God. Amen. It's God and something. It's Jesus plus something. Come on, it's Jesus plus something. I'm not trying to be too mean on y'all this morning, am I? Amen. I mean, it's not Jesus plus something. It's Jesus, and that's all. It's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Glory to God. There's nothing. There's no additive. Amen. You don't have to add some kind of joy. He is joy. You don't need nothing in this world for your peace and your happiness. He is. Amen. Praise God. And to try to add, you can't add. Amen. You try to tell people, amen, that you have to give everything. You know, the most miserable people in the world are sitting in our church pews because they haven't give all to God. I mean, completely sacrificed their life to God. Amen. See, that lady that sung that song, or man, whoever wrote that song a million years from now, boy, they really knew it. How many's ever heard that song? A million years from now? Amen. Oh, my. They already knew what they was going to be doing a million years from now. And some folks, you don't know what they're going to do doing from Sunday to Sunday. Amen. Too much to go up, and it became a sin to them. Sacrifice. Amen. Our praise. Amen. Oh, you know, the writer says to offer up that sacrifice of praise, even the fruit of our lips. Amen. Let me ask you a question. How many worked hard for yourself this week? This ain't a trick, okay? How many worked hard for yourself this week? The rest of y'all lazy, huh? Amen. We work hard, don't we? For what we want. Amen. And I had one lady say, I can't wait to get to church so I can get some rest. Rest? I ain't going to church to rest. Amen. I had one lady come in. I mean, she turned the pew into a pure recliner. Amen. I thought about putting her little stick shift on the side. Amen. So she could, you know, lean it on back. Amen. You know, I know folks, you know, listen, I understand you can get older and you can get feeble, and it's good to just sit down sometimes. Amen. But this is the place of worship.
Yeah.
Come on. You got to get those hands in the air. You got to offer up those sacrifice of praise. And the fruit of, I'm not talking about charismatic, sloppy, agape. I'm talking about a relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah to God. Amen. It's not too much to lift our hands. It's not too much, amen, to lift our voice. It's not too much to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Great God, it's not too much. Oh, it's not too much. Amen. You know, we all got our testimonies here. We do. And I know here this morning you've got yours. Amen. But I've got one this morning. I really do. I appreciate you, church, that prayed for us back in November when my daughter was and grandkids were in an accident. Amen. When I think about what God did for us, it's not too much to praise Him. Amen. All you got to do is stir up your mind. Just stir up your remembrance. Amen. And I tell you, it'll just automatically. Those hands just automatically. It looked like Jesse James coming with a Colt 44. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah to God. I mean, you just stir up your remembrance. Amen. How good God is and all the things that the Lord's done. And it just automatically. I mean, tears just, they just, I mean, I'm a crybaby. I'm a crying preacher. I mean, I'm a crying church. You know, some folks can have a hard time crying. I'm sorry. I like, call me what you want. Amen. I'm emotional. Yeah, I am. Amen. I am. I'm really emotional. Amen, Brother Moore. I know a lot of folks are going to go to heaven. They just ain't going to have as much fun as I am. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Because listen, amen, when I get to thinking about the Lord, amen, and what He's done, sometimes I shout and I cry and I run all at the same time. Amen. Jeroboam said, that's just too much. Too much to go up. Can't happen. Too much to praise. Praise is just too much. Amen. I don't believe it's too much this morning, church. I'm not just talking about words. I'm not talking about noise. I'm not talking about, y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm not talking about I'm talking about just loving God and remembering what God's done. See, I remember November the 11th of last year at 7:30 in the morning when I got a phone call where my daughter was flipped her vehicle with all four of our grandkids in it. She was ejected out of the vehicle and her neck was broke. Amen. The little baby was 11 weeks old. It was thrown out of one of the windows of the Suburban into the ditch. The other three babies were bruised up and they climbed out the broken windows. One little granddaughter went and flagged the car down. They little champions. You know, you never underestimate a crisis with kids. Amen. And I know God was in it. Well, little Anna, she went down flagging traffic. Abby went and got the little baby and brought her to Keisha, my daughter, which was unconscious. Then she came back conscious. Amen. She don't remember what happened. Amen. One ambulance brought three of them to one hospital. And another ambulance brought my daughter and the little baby to another hospital. Her neck was broke. Amen. The baby was unconscious. Her head was swole at least twice his size. We laid there. We stood there in the hall and watched that little grandbaby. Hearts broken. Amen. You know, they said it's just 1 in 1,000. You know, the hospital, they were real, real sensitive to us. But, you know, you appreciate people that tell you, don't tell me no lie. Tell me the truth. Amen. Don't beat around the bush. Amen. You know, call it what it is. And they said, well, only 1 in 1,000 of little babies that have this head trauma and are thrown out of the vehicle. We see it every day. Or that live. Amen. Our hearts just sunk. Amen. I love my grandbabies. Amen. One preacher said his grandson was riding along with him one day in the car, and that little grandson said, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Pawpaw. Woo! Hallelujah to God. The rest of you kids, you folks don't have no grandkids. Y'all born. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on here now. Amen. I love those grandkids. Oh, hallelujah to God. And it looked bad. It looked rough. Amen. But people begin to pray all over, Brother Rich. God, we begin to seek God. Oh, I tell you, it ain't too much for me to praise Him this morning. No, sir. Oh, hallelujah to God. Head all swole. Amen. I mean, just broken. Amen. But on November the 15th, oh, great God, at 2 o'clock in the morning, little Ariel reached up, amen, and grabbed that life. She was on life support. Hey, and she grabbed that life support with her little hand. She's only 11 weeks old. And she pulls it out of her throat. She pulls all of that out. Code blue goes off on the room. Amen. On the floor. And doctors and nurses begin to run everywhere. They're coming from everywhere to see what's wrong. They're trying to get the life support. That's what's making her breathe. Those nurses begin to cry because they can't get it down back in her. Amen. Her head almost instantaneously, amen, went down to its normal size and released a part of the brain that was telling her lungs to breathe. And she began to breathe. Hallelujah to God. Oh, hallelujah. Those nurses begin to worship and praise the Lord. I'm telling you, it's not too much. I know it's not your grandbaby, but let me shout a little bit. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. You got your testimony of how big God is. It's not too much. It's not too much to praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Oh, hallelujah. My daughter, no paralysis problems. She was in a halo brace for almost 3 months. That thing was screwed into her forehead. And she like to went insane. I mean, she literally like to lost her mind. Amen. Her hair began to fall out. Amen. But I texted her this morning. Tell her how much I loved her.
Hallelujah.
It's not too much.
It's not too much to pray.
You know, you talk about coming up here. It's just part of life. It's just part of being a Christian. I don't. It ain't no sacrifice. People go all over. Amen. A man just, you know, a man just put $900 of tires on his RV. He only goes an hour from the house to get some R&R. Man, I could peg leg it on a knotty old tire to get there. They don't mind spinning. Come on. Hey, man told me one time when he was younger and poorer than we are now, leaving out of town to go preach a revival. Hey, man, one of my good friends, thank God for friends, he looked at my tires and said, man, I wouldn't drive to Alexandria, which is 45 miles away, with those tires. I looked at him and said, friend, that's why God called me and not you. He knew I would and you wouldn't. Hallelujah to God, it's not too much. Oh, hallelujah to God. The tires may get a little bald. Amen, the money may get a little low. Oh, great God, but God is still good. Amen, sometimes it's dark. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I'd like to see them go. Oh, glory to God, but God is good. I said, ain't God good? I said, God's good all the time.
The Lord been good to you? Is it too much to praise Him in the house of God this morning? Oh, great God.
That Sunday, I appreciate my church through all of that with our girl. I'll tell you, I got a wonderful church. They were really good to us. And we were going through a lot of trauma ourselves. Amen. And when the baby got all right that Friday morning and things began to settle and our minds began to get a little clearer, we were so tired. I lost so much rest that I got sick. I got sick as could be because you got to have rest. I got sick. I was just sick. But that Sunday morning I was somewhere in at a business place and my daughter's cell phone. Hey man, I have her own certain ringtone. It's an old Henson song called "The Storefront Church." Because we started our little church on Storefront Church, and she helped us. She sung. She's a great girl. Married a preacher. Bless God. She's gone. If you don't want your girls to marry preachers, if you want them home, don't let them marry preachers. She's gone. Preaching. She rung that, Brother Rich, that morning. She's rung her in that cell phone, that ringtone, rung my phone.
I like to lost it right there in front of that guy. I started crying. I just was just a stranger. I never met him before in my life. But I broke down and started crying. And he thought, man, I must be, you know, I wasn't far from that psychiatric place there across the river.
And boy, I began to tell him. He asked me, was something wrong? I said, no, that's just my daughter calling me. Amen. And I began to weep and cry because I thought about it, that I have her here. Just dawned on me. I still have her. Amen. And I tried for just a little while to see how it feel to put her in the ground and to walk away from her in the ground. But that's the way it could have been because we just buried, that was in November, and on Christmas Eve day, we buried a cousin of ours in 22 years old, fell dead with a heart attack. He was a policeman. He's chasing someone on foot, chasing him with his car, jumped out of the car and was chasing him and fell dead with a heart attack. And I watched them. It was so real because it was only a month apart. Brother Moore and I looked and we went through the whole deal with the funeral and I watched those parents. I said, oh God, you are so good to us. Oh, hallelujah to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
it's not too much to praise Him. It's not too much for Pentecost this morning. Amen. How many like to have a move of God this week? The pastor always talking about the glory of God. And I'm closing. I know we're running out of time here. I promise you, this is it. Amen. But Pentecost didn't come. Amen. Without a price. Pentecost, amen, cost something. You young preachers, amen. I'm not elder preachers, Brother Moore and Brother Steve. He ain't too much older than me, but yeah. Some of the elders here, but I can tell you this one thing: you want a ministry, you're going to pay a price for it. Amen. Books are good, but you won't get your message out of a book. I read them. I preach out of them. This one didn't actually come out of one, but I have. My last one did. The next one might. Amen. But preaching don't come out of a book. It comes out of a burden. Not for you, but for God's people and for a lost and dying world. It costs you a lot. It costs you everything. Amen. It costs you everything. If you're not willing to give all, then God can't use you. Amen. If God can't speak to you and send you somewhere, then He don't need you. Help me, God.
You're right.
Am I doing all right, Brother Steve? Amen. If God speaks to you to go somewhere, and it costs you, somebody said it's going to cost me. So it must not be God. No, it's probably God if it costs you something. Amen. You see great men preaching. You see these elders with reputations. You see them with a ministry. I can tell you, friend, they got that paying a price. Oh, hallelujah. It cost them. It cost them money. It cost them effort. It cost them things. You remember that scripture I read? That they took their possessions, left their possessions, and went down to Jerusalem. Amen. They left everything they had, and they went back down. Amen. They left Jeroboam. He said, listen, we're not worshiping your calves. Amen. It's not too much for us. It may be too much for the neighbor, but it's not too much for me. I'm going to Mount Moriah. I'm going to Pentecost. I'm going where the glory of God is. I'm going where the move of God is.
Well, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to God. Amen. You know that most young preachers ain't fasted over 3 days?
You might want to open that side door. Where are we eating at?
Hey, amen. I got some young folks in my church. Hey, amen. They if they ain't got a double meat whopper cheese at McDonald's, they like grouchy as can be. They don't know what fasting is.
I should have put the praise at the last, huh?
Amen. They don't know what fasting is. They don't know what all-night prayer meeting is. They don't know what it is to watch the sun come up, amen, and still be praying. Come on here now, church. Come on, young guys. Amen. You want a ministry? You got to pay a price for it. Amen. It's not too much. This is the way it happens. Amen. They stayed there for 10 days and Pentecost came. Amen. God wants all of you. He wants you to get a hold of that flesh. Amen. He wants you to deny it. And one way to deny it is fasting. You let that flesh know he can't have what he wants. Hallelujah. You crucify and you push that old man down. Amen. You won't have to worry about a message if you bear your yoke in your youth. Amen. God will bless you when your hair gets gray. Hallelujah to God. Come on here now. It's not too much.
Yes,
hallelujah to God. I promised you I was closing. Let's stand.
See, I promised you.
How many like to have a move of God in your life? You know, Brother Moore, that I don't know why it's going around here, but around the house, that they've done back down a lot of Pentecost churches down to one service a week. One service on Sunday. Amen. It's funny to me that folks can run all week long.
Boy, I'm mean today. I promise I won't be mean next time.
Preach on, Pastor.
You're right. Man, we work and go and run for ourselves. Amen. And just three services a week.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just three.
Come on. Amen. We have revival. It's hard to get it. It's hard to get people to come 5 nights in a row to revival.
Now, I'm not talking about elderly folks who might have physical problems. I'm talking about young folks. Listen, somebody said, I'm busy. You too busy. Amen. I was talking to a guy the other day. He come to the church. And somebody told him that he was Baptist. He wanted to know more about the Holy Ghost. He said, well, I know where to bring you. He said, I'll bring you to Brother Barry. He said, he'll tell you all about the Holy Ghost. So they brought him last Sunday. We talked. Amen. I started probing and asking questions. Preachers do that, you know. And come to find out, he don't even go to church on Sunday night. Barely makes it on Wednesday night. Amen. I said, what, you know, y'all don't have church on Sunday? He said, no. He said, the economy, things are tight. And he said, I had to cut back in some areas. So he cut his Sunday night service out. Amen. Somebody said, well, I don't do that, but it can happen to you. One day the devil might tell you it's just too much going to church every night. Too much, that preacher's always wanting some money. Always got a need. Hey, amen, the preacher told us this morning, it's not his money. It's not our money. It's his money. It's not really that that hard, is it?
No.
I got a saying I say around the church, if you live for God hard, it's easy. If you live for God easy, it's hard. How about it, preachers? You want a ministry? It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost us something. I say this morning, it's not too much to go up. Amen. Can we lift our hands and ask the Lord to help us this morning? I feel like I was overrated. I feel like He paid too much for me. I can't believe He paid this much. His whole body, blood, give for me. The Bible said it became a sin to them when they took away the sacrifice. Come on, I know you moms and dads with kids, it's not easy, but it's possible. Get those kids to church and work and schedule. Provide every time you turn around and something's costing you. But don't cut back on God. Come on, don't cut. I know you got to work hard and sometimes you get to church and just wore out, but don't cut back on God. Lift those hands. Ask God to give you the strength you need to worship Him and praise Him. Come on, you got your own testimony. How good God's been to you. We want Pentecost this week. And I know this church knows about sacrifice. But I'm just preaching what God told me to preach this morning. Hallelujah. Oh God, You're worthy. Come on, He's worthy of our praise. The act of giving up, destroying, or foregoing something valued for the sake of something more pressing claim. It's worth it. Amen. Could we just come around the front real quickly and just lift our hands? Is that all right, Brother Steve?
He could never ask too much.
Come on, He's been good to your church.
For I'm forever.
Can't believe He paid this much for me.
Finally free.
Can't believe He played this much for us.
Anywhere it sends me, I will go there willingly.
I can't believe He paid
He this much can for me. Never ask too much of me. Oh, He can never ask too much of me. I'm forever changed and finally free. Anywhere it sends me, I will go there willingly. He can never ask too much of me. Oh, and He can never ask too much of me. For I'm forever changed and finally free. Anywhere He sends me, I will go there willingly. He can never ask too much of me. He spoke as if He knew me, the woman told the crowd. He told me things nobody knew, but He never put me down. And we stood talking by the well, and I was so ashamed. He asked me for some water, and I just have to say that He can never ask too much of me. For I'm forever changed and finally free. Anywhere it sends me, I will go there willingly. He could never ask too much of me. Oh, and no, he could never ask too much of me. For I'm forever changed and finally free. And anywhere he sends me, I will go there willingly. And he can never ask too much of me. He's just a simple carpenter, I heard somebody say. That all knew that I was blind until he touched my eyes that day. Now I'm seeing all the things that I have never seen before. And I just want to tell you, now I'm following the Lord. And he can never ask too much of me. For I'm forever changed and finally free. Anywhere he sends me, I will go there willingly. He could never ask too much of me. Oh, and he could never ask too much of me. I'm forever changed and finally free. Anywhere it sends me, I will go there willingly. And he could never ask too much of me.
Rich wants prayer this morning. Let's gather around and ask the Lord to touch Sister Rich. Come on here, brother.
He can never ask too much of me. I'm forever changed and finally free. I will go there willingly. He could never ask too much of me. Oh, and he could never ask too much of me. For I'm forever changed and finally free. Sends me, I will go there willingly. He could never ask too much of me.
Well, didn't you enjoy that good preaching this morning?
Amen.
It's never too much when you consider Calvary, what the Lord has done for you in your own life. It's not too much.